Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph. It's a blessing to be here with you guys. I have in my hand the words of my wife. It's inspired by my wife, and I'm the messenger. So my words are her words. Floriana is from an Angolan family. Her parents fled the civil war in Angola. And Floriana was born in a refugee camp in 1984 in Botswana. Ronald Reagan granted access to the United States refugees from the Angolan civil war. So my wife and her siblings and parents came to Philadelphia when my wife was 4 years old. She was raised in the foster care system by two lesbian women. My wife was never taught the beauty of womanhood. She was never taught the amazing things that occur to a woman's body and the right usage of those parts, particularly in the covenant of marriage. God was never mentioned once as having created her body for His glory and to bring forth life into this world. Rather, she was taught to take charge of her life and find the meaning for self-existence through hard work, education, kindness, and family, perhaps. But at the age of 19, God in His providence and His sovereignty began to strip away some of those support systems, some of those hopes, when He allowed her sister, Maria, to move to Charleston, West Virginia. Left Floriana to find meaning on her own. She then began to suffer greatly with depression, and she particularly sought to find it in relationships with men. This time she was 18, 19 years old, having graduated from high school in the school district of Philadelphia. Through those relationships with men, she became pregnant. She did not know what her body was experiencing. Right away, she rushed to the emergency room. The doctors looked at her with disgust. They told her she was pregnant. Not wanting to embarrass her family or to share what was going on with anyone, she listened to the counsel of the doctors. And she aborted the child. It was a traumatic experience. She was filled with emotional, physical pain. Her conscience and her guilt plagued her. She knew what she had done was horrible. She was never told by the doctors what the procedure actually would consist of, as this child was ripped out of her. Depression overtook her even deeper. She began to be suicidal. Who was I? She began to ask. What is womanhood? All she knew is that women are objectified in our culture, never taught how to rejoice over their bodies in the way that God made them. She saw herself as nothing. Just an object to be used and abused. But God.
Amen.
But God intervened. He sent a childhood friend who she met while in foster care. Floriana told this friend she was suicidal. This friend shared the good news of the forgiving and transforming grace of Jesus Christ. Floriana confessed her sin, her need of Christ, was born again, gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. After salvation, Floriana prayed, Lord, I've made my womb into a tomb. Make my womb into a place of life again. Ironically, first Samuel chapter 2 says He has made the barren woman a mother of seven. The Lord has given my wife and I, Floriana, seven Angolan, Irish, Scottish, German, Polish, English children. And we desire our family to be a picture of Christ's cross-cultural kingdom as he brings every tribe, tongue, and nation together. And Jesus, the King of Glory himself, is in an interracial marriage. His bride, the church, is Jewish and Gentile. Floriana now helps lead the women's ministry at our church, Crossroads Community Church, called Kingdom Women. And she encourages them what it means to be made in the image of God as his precious daughters, clothed in the beauty and the righteousness of Christ, and how to live out that womanhood in our society. I praise the Lord for my wife, Floriana, the most beautiful woman, physically and spiritually, I've ever met. And I believe ever will meet. So praise God for his goodness and grace. Amen. Amen. So now I'm going to rap to you guys. After Brother Pastor Joseph prays.